Summertime is on the way, and with it, hopefully, the long-awaited return to outdoor gatherings. Summertime, and the living is easy. Oh, I'm no Fantasia, and there are no big festivals on the horizon as of yet, except for music festivals, already announced in Delaware and New Jersey. But we have a feeling you may see some announcements before the summer is over. In the meantime, Center City Restaurant Week is back, and it goes through Friday, May 28th. I know not everybody is ready for indoor dining yet, so you do have eating outside options, and you can get takeout for the prefixed dinner and lunch menus. Masks, yeah, they are still required unless you're eating or drinking, and reservations highly recommended if you're planning to eat on site.
When it comes to art, people get strangely afraid to ask too directly.
Do you ever go to a museum and wish that you could buy the paintings right off the walls? Or is that just us? Well, you can actually do that at the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts 120th Annual Student Exhibition. Yeah, they've been doing that for a little while. This year's version is both virtual and in-person, so you do have options. All of the art is for sale, and you just might find the next Basquiat or Picasso when they're just getting started and they're still affordable. The exhibition runs through June 6th, and we'll have that info on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. Legendary Sun Ra Orchestra saxophone player Marshall Allen, well, he's not getting started. He's 97, so he's been doing it for some time. Ars Nova is recognizing his work this week by hosting a performance and a fundraiser for Allen. So let's give him those flowers while he's still here. Flowers, that is, as in money. Charlie Hall from the War on Drugs, the band, not the failed initiative, is hosting in Yola Tango, and William Parker are performing. It's all for a good cause, and it's happening tonight at 7 p.m. via Zoom. So go ahead and register for that right now. While we're celebrating iconic performers, let's also pay homage to their art forms. National Tap Dance Day is next Tuesday, and the Lady Hoofers, they are going to be at Clark Park on Sunday celebrating it. Clark Park, as you know, is in West Philadelphia, and the outdoor show kicks off, or should I say, taps in at 5 p.m. We hope to see them back on stage soon, but until then, head out to Clark Park, and that show is absolutely free.
It's uncomparable.
Aunt Mary Pat.
I believe that the Philadelphia accent is the sexiest one we got in the United States.
And she doesn't tap dance, that we know of, but she does know how to make folks laugh. The Doyenne of Delco is back, and she's heading to the Ardmore Music Hall this Sunday for two shows at 4 and 7 p.m. This is her seasonal allergy tour. Gotta love that. The shows have limited capacity, so keep that in mind if you want to go.
Help us keep the Philadelphia accent alive, hon. Love you guys.
Let's head over the bridge to Camden, New Jersey, where Friday night is outdoor movie night. Coming to America, the sequel to the Eddie Murphy Arsenio Hall classic gets started at Cooper's Point Park at 8 p.m., and it's free with registration.
It is so good to see you.
Well, Abby!
Just bring your blanket. It's not a drive-in, so you will need something to sit on. And if that's not enough entertainment this week, well, let's check into Monster Manor. That is the murder mystery improv comedy show that's usually sold out on stage, but now you can see it online on Friday, May 21st at 8 p.m. And that's it for this week's Things to Do. If you missed anything, head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do, where we will have the details on all that we talked about and more. I'm Tanya Pendleton. You have a great weekend.